action. When you miss in a club, you're gonna turn the tape up. You're gonna turn the tape up. You're gonna turn the tape up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody on the club. All eyes on us.
Everybody, and welcome back to Zone In for Fitness. I'm your host, Steve Lewis. This week I got a lot of stuff I want to share with you. Hopefully I get it all done within the hour. If not, I'm just going to invite you back next week and we'll finish it up. there's no guest today. Mr. Keith Johnson from Sherrillville, Indiana, who we've been talking to the last few weeks, is back doing his regular business, so I'm going to wing the whole thing myself here today. I just wanted to touch base about some of the stuff, you know, we covered in the last few weeks talking about weight loss. And, you know, we went over diets and resistance training and some supplements that you can take and so forth. And we talked a little bit about, you know, basically everything that you need to do in order to, you know, have a successful weight loss plan. And, you know, some of the emails that I get basically, I guess, had different questions where they were trying to figure out what they could substitute and how they could, you know, figure out how to get the time in order to do the workout and then when to do the preparation. And, you know, I'm going to ask again, you know, just if there's something that you want in particular, send me an email and I can sit down with you. I can work with you through email or you know, some type of communication whereby we set up a plan for you. But the whole thing is that you got to make a plan. You got to say what you need to do and when you need to do it. And then you need to set aside some time in order to make out that plan. And that basically includes, you know, preparing meals and then trying to figure out when you're going to exercise and then what you're going to do. So, and I don't want to push off getting a personal trainer. I mean, that's why I called in Mr. Keith Johnson, you know, to come in and try to help us out here on the show, because, you know, it's tough to get going. There's so much out there that you need to know in order to be successful. And there's a lot of times, you know, people say, well, you know, I went on a diet and, you know, 3 weeks later I started gaining weight. Well, actually, that may be true because, you know, basically, you could, in fact, if you're not sure of what you should be eating or how you should be exercising or what you should be doing, you could actually, you know, change the parameters with your body and things start to elevate. But here's the thing, though. I mean, when I'm talking weight loss, I'm talking basically fat loss. So, and the reason why is that once you strip off the fat and there's muscle there, that muscle is going to burn more calories than anything else, and then consequently, you're going to have what you wanted to begin with, which is the weight loss. But anyway, so much for that. So if, you know, if any questions, you know, just send me an email or I'm going to have those archives labeled pretty soon, and then you go back and if you want to listen to the shows again, or I guess, or you know, or either contact me or Keith, can definitely help you out here. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about exercise in general and fitness in general, because I, you know, I've been looking over the internet and in the media and what's going on these last few weeks. Just trying to get a gauge as to what people are thinking about. Now, I had heard about this CrossFit, but I had never really paid a lot of attention to it. I think last week they had some. There's actually a CrossFit organization, basically, that puts together competitions. And I was sitting there one night watching it with my wife, and you know, well, we were going over, and she was just amazed at you know some of the things that they were doing. I was too. I mean, I, and this is something that people that are not even in CrossFit competition do on a daily basis in terms of trying to get in, you know, their exercise. So, I started researching a little bit more and started looking out to see what was going on, you know, with this CrossFit stuff. And it's basically, it's just a way of, it's just high-intensity exercise, basically, you know, trying to, you know, get your body to elevate to a new level. But let me say this. There's a difference between having a goal set to train for some event as opposed to just everyday exercise and maintenance. I mean, I don't want to sound condescending, but I'm just, you know, it's you know, example. There was a photo of a pregnant mother on the internet a couple weeks ago, and she was one of these CrossFit exercise people. I guess she had been training, but so now she's pregnant, and now she's pregnant, and she is still continuing to train as if, or exercise, I should say. Let me do that. She's exercising as if she's CrossFit training. Now, what is this CrossFit training? It's basically, from what I could see, is you're actually stretching your body limits. You know, in terms of strength, endurance, and really mentally, you know, because mentally you've got to be, you know, in order to go through this, you've really got to put your mind to it. So, in this particular photo, getting back to the mother here, she was actually, she's pregnant, she's got on her workout clothes, and you can definitely see that she's at least 6 months pregnant. And she's squatting with a 2 pound, with at least 135 pounds of weight on a barbell over and lifting it over her head. And, you know, I got to ask, I mean, so in her condition, she's pregnant. What are you training for? I mean, you know, and what I gathered from what the reason why she was doing it was because she was saying, you know, even though I'm pregnant, I can still do this CrossFit training. And, well, I mean, you gotta use some common sense here. I mean, you know, you're in a different circumstances when you're pregnant, you know, so you've got to take that into account. Say, okay, now I'm pregnant. What do I need to do? Okay. And then what exercises will help me through this pregnancy rather than, trying to stay on schedule for this, for something, you know, CrossFit, which, I mean, you know, if you don't know where CrossFit is, really serious, you think about stretching your body to the limit. Here, give me an example. I mean, just think about a triathlon, okay? That is CrossFitting. So think about doing a triathlon every day that you basically want to work out. that's crossfitting almost. I mean, because you're stretching yourself to limits. Now, maybe you don't do the whole triathlon because you're only going to take 30 minutes. But that's what's going on here. You're stretching your body to the limits. So to do this while you're pregnant, yeah, I got a problem with it. And I know I got some tweets to say, hey, what am I talking about? But I'm telling you, you gotta think about what you're doing. I mean, exercise and training for an event are different things. And if you're pregnant, we'll take the time off and be pregnant. And train differently. Train to help yourself by being pregnant. Anyway, I thought, really, and I know there was a lot of negativity surrounding that, but then the people that are in CrossFit say, hey, what's wrong with this? Well, I didn't hear anybody in CrossFit stand up and say, yeah, no, this is not what we're supposed to be doing, so on and so forth. Nobody stood up and said that. I didn't see anything that came out, where they were talking about that. It was just, they just let it out there that, that you got a picture of this pregnant mother, okay, about 6 months pregnant. She's got an Olympic barbell with about 135 pounds, and she's got it lifted in the air, and she's squatting down with that, with the barbell in the air. Okay. If she wasn't pregnant, okay, I could see that. But she's pregnant. It's different circumstances. It's like trying to tell somebody, 80 years old, that, hey, you know what? You can beef up and then lift, 500 pounds. And the question is, why would you do it? If you're 80 years old, you want to stay in shape, you want to be in good health, why would you stretch yourself to that limit? I mean, what would be the purpose? And the same thing here. I mean, this mother, the article didn't say that she was doing it for any competition. Even so, if she was doing it for competition, if she's going to be in competition, then she's got to pull out. She's got to say, I'm pregnant. I don't know. But in any event, there's a difference between training and exercising. When you're training, you're in the mode of going for a particular goal, in near future. And near future could be 3 years, okay? It could be 36 months, because it may take you that long to get where you are. And that's the thing. A lot of times they don't want to wait that long. They want to take steroids or something. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that either, but I'm just throwing it out there. It's so, if your training is for a particular goal, in the near future. But when you're exercising, you're doing it, okay, basically to improve your health. All right? You want to stay fit? Yeah, okay. You want to get to the fittest point that you can and then maintain that based on your circumstances, your age, the time that you have to exercise, and so on and so forth. That's what it's all about. But so going extreme and overboard, I don't understand it. Now, personally, I still like the resistance training, the weightlifting, basically, the bodybuilding, type stuff where you're actually trying to, improve on your physique a little bit, and the older you get, not as much, but I'm just saying, still the resistance training, because it helps with burning, burning calories and keeping you fit, keeping you active. And then, the better shape your muscles are, the least, the less likely that you're going to have any issues with your heart, because now your heart doesn't have to, pump as much blood to any area, to keep going, because, you're stronger. And, tendons and joints and all that kind of stuff comes along with it. Now, a lot of people say, well, resistance training, you're going to break your body down. Everything's got to start to go. And then, but again, when it's training, you got to, set a goal, figure out what you're going to do, and then take all the precautions. And if you don't know how to do that, before you start, get a trainer. Get a trainer. Start with them, and then they can help you. It's just, same thing if you want to take care of yourself, in the other way, you're gonna talk to some type of consultant. It could be a doctor or whatever. But and before you do anything, talk to the doctor first. Now, that's why I bring this up with this CrossFit mother. I don't think she was talking to a doctor about this. I don't think there was anybody. I don't think there was a. I don't think there's another CrossFit person that she was talking to that told her this was okay. I think she just went out there and did it. But that's what happened. Anyway, again, I personally like resistance training. It's easy. It's something that you can do the rest of your life. Period. I mean, once you get past the point of, I think 10 or 11, when your bones are set, you can start weightlifting, okay, for resistance training. Not trying to go for the, Olympic medal of trying to, lift the most weights, but for resistance training, you can start at that point and go for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. If that's 120, you can do it at 120, yes. Which brings me to another segment that when we're talking about training here. There's a lot of controversy about running. And I know I'm going to get somebody. I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings, but I'm just going to tell you how I feel about it. Okay. Back in the 70s, late 70s, I believe. There was a guy, Jim Finks. He used to run everywhere. Everywhere, okay? And then finally, he wrote a book named Running for Your Life, I believe. And the guy was fit. I mean, really, he lost a lot of weight. His cardiovascular system had been much improved over his time he was doing all that. And he was running, like 4 and 5 miles a day. Okay. And I don't want to, I'm not trying to scare anybody, I'm just trying to say, but the guy was doing this up until he had written a book and everything, still running, doing everything, up until he reached 51 and then he died. They found him on the side of the road, heart attack, he had been running. Now, for a lot of people, they were thinking, well, hey, exercise is bad. No. Exercise is not bad, but there are limits. And then you have to train for something. And obviously, we had stretched this training. Jim Finks, I'm sorry, had stretched this training just way too far. I mean, in order to, to run at a certain pace, your body's got to be up there for, the adrenaline's got to pump up. Your metabolism is up, everything's going, and then to be at that high pace all the time, it has no room for improvement, and it has no room for failure. And eventually, when it wants to shut down, it's got to shut everything down, and I think that's what's happening. And now, I'm going to tell you, and so I've been looking back over, some of these stories in the news and stuff for the last, probably 10 years. Now, when Jim Finks died, that was, I want to say it was right around 1980-81. Don't quote me on that, but my memory, I associate a lot of things with what happens during the time, and I remember that's when Princess Diana got married. So it was right around that same time. I want to say 80-81, something like that. That's when Jim Finks died. But over the last 10 years, there are a lot of people that have died that were supposedly fit, and they were running. They loved to get out and run. Now, I am not saying don't get out there and run. What I am saying, though, is that you cannot stretch your body to the limits every time you're exercising. So if you're doing this every week, day in, day out, you're literally tearing your body down. You're not building anything up. So when I talk about resistance training and bodybuilding, I'm saying build up. I'm not talking about, constantly stretch to the limit, because really, we've already seen that what's going to happen is that it is eventually going to give out, and boom. So, again, you can always check with your doctor, but, you know, the doctors are going to leave it up to you. They're going to say exercising and leave it up to you to choose the method and whatever you like. But, you know, you got to look at what's been happening and what's out there because, you know, those are going to be the issues. Now, if you do plan on doing some endurance training, okay, which means that you're setting aside to say, look, at one point, so example, when I say training, let's just make sure, training means there's an end goal. You're going to do something and there's going to be a goal at the end of this, and when that happens, this is where you're going to be. Whether, even if you're going to be, if you're a fighter, okay, you're training to be in the fight, and then you're doing this training so that you're in condition so that when you have the fight, this is what you're going to do. Okay. Well, if you don't plan on fighting, if all you want to do is say, look, I want to be able to run a mile in 15 minutes. Yep, you're going to have to train for it. Especially if you haven't done anything for the last, I don't know, even 3 years. If you haven't done anything for the last 3 years, and you want the goal of saying to yourself, I want to be able to run a mile in 15 minutes. Okay. So what are you going to do? You're going to start out a little bit. You're going to walk a little bit, you're going to run a little bit, you're going to get tired, and you're going to keep going until one day you're able to actually run the entire mile for, you know, all straight and get there in 15 minutes, okay, if that's your goal, because you've been training for it. Now, that training also could be your exercise, yeah, but after you reach that goal, okay, now you got to think about maintaining that goal, and so you got to look at something else. You know, you can't keep stretching your body to that limit. And this is what I'm saying. You can't keep stretching it to the limit and think it's going to stay out there to the limit. You can do things to maintain, but you cannot stretch to that limit. Now, case in point, let's look at the bodybuilders. These guys train, okay, for basically, most of them start out, and it takes them 36 months to get to when they first start out, it takes them 36 months to get to where they want to be, okay? So then after that 36 months, now they may have a show for competition, okay? Then after that, after the show's over, now they discontinue the training that they were doing to get to the show. Now they just do a normal workout where they're just trying to maintain some form of fitness and then some type of muscle tone so they don't have to, you know, go all out crazy for, you know, getting back to where they were. But even though they're never going to be where they were the previous 36 months, okay? So the training is going to be different. Now, if you talk to one of these bodybuilders, and didn't ask Mr. Johnson, Keith Johnson, that when he was on the show the other week. But if you ask him, he's going to tell you. There's a time when you're in season, and there's a time when you're not in season. So there's an off season, and there's a time you're training. It's just like anything else, baseball, football, whatever else. But you're always exercising, so you have to have a goal in mind as to how you're going to exercise. Now, if you're doing any type of endurance training, according to Fitness RX, which is a women's magazine, I believe, they say you got to do four things. You got to, one, you got to eat complex and simple carbohydrates. I mean, we talked about that in the diet phase. I mean, simple carbohydrates are, you know, like your pastas, your breads, and so on and so forth. And then your complex are going to be like your vegetables, some fruits, beans, you know, and all that stuff we had talked about, you know, in previous shows about what's on the FDA's food pyramid. But you need those because you got to store up a lot of sugar in your liver, which is called glycogen. So that when you're doing this endurance, okay, you got energy to burn, because when you're going at a certain pace and you're stretching yourself to the limit, guess what? There's no, you know, it's not going to sit over here and say, wait a minute, let me go over here and grab some fat and burn it off. No, 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 no. It wants something quick. So in order to do it quick, you're going to have the quick, you're going to have carbohydrates. So now that's where you want, you know, lots of carbohydrates. So, but you do need some fat, according to FitnessRx. And they're saying, you know, maybe 20 to 30% of your diet, should, you know, should come from fat. So, and they're saying, the reason why is because you're going to need to have just a little few extra calories in your diet just to make sure that you've got some, you know, that, you know, when you start this endurance, you just don't wither away, okay? And that's what fat, you know, basically in your diet does. It helps you to, well, it does a lot of things. You know, one, it helps repair joints, you know, and tendons. It lubricates them, as well as, you know, because it also has a chemical reaction for, you know, that helps you to, you know, build your hormones and so forth. So there's a reason why, you know, you got to have fat in your diet, and we talked about that too. But when you're doing endurance training, so you want to do about around 20-30%. You know, I'm just going by what their guidelines guidelines are, and this all sounds, you know, pretty reasonable. Now, the only thing here is that it says they're saying they should suggest that you eat 20-30% protein. Okay. Well, again, so they're not really concentrating on protein, which is totally different than we talked about, you know, when we were talking about what you need to do for weight loss. Okay. Now, here you're doing the endurance training, so now you're training, you're in a different position, so you're taking in a lot of carbohydrates instead of a lot of protein. Remember, because I think we just talked about, you know, when you're doing weight loss, you need about 40% protein. You want to, you know, you want to pack your muscle cells so that they burn a lot of calories. Here, you're doing endurance training. Trust me, you're going to be burning a lot of calories. So you don't have to worry about that. So the only thing that you need to do in this case is to basically take in a lot of carbohydrates, okay? And the simple carbohydrates, you know, like I said, breads, pastas, here's your sugar and, you know, like pies, cookies, all that stuff. That is what you need. Now, but I'm not going to suggest you do endurance training for weight loss. You're doing endurance training because, again, training, there should be some goal to say, look, when I get through with this, I will have reached some goal, whether it's, you know, something like I said, you know, running a certain mile in a certain length of time, laps in a pool in a certain time, and, you know, unless you're an Olympic sprint, swimmer, you know, so when I hear training, and anybody else, if you hear training, you should be thinking athletic performance. That's why you're doing this. If not, then you've got to kind of like say, okay, wait a minute. I'm not doing any athletic performance. What do I do? What do I need to do for exercising? And that's where you should start looking at other things. Well, and that's why I'm sitting here saying maybe just what you should be looking at is resistance training. So really, that's the biggest thing: resistance training and some cardio. We talked about cardio, you know, in the weight loss plan, and that's something, you know, you have to do for your heart. Really, you have to do it for your heart. But I'm not going to tell you to go out there and try to run 5 miles, 2 miles, three, not even a half a mile. I'm going to say that you need some type of cardiovascular, and that could just be walking. Yes, just walking. How much walking? You probably can get away with, or, you know, just to maintain, if you've already lost the weight, or you're at your ideal weight, or the weight that you want to be, about an hour a week. So that's about, you know, 20 minutes, three times a week. That's all you need. Seriously. Just plain walking. That's your cardio. Also, FitnessRx, they also recommend that you take in some supplements. Now, we talked about supplementation during the diet weight loss plan, Keith Johnson and I the last few weeks. And I didn't bring up a lot of stuff because there's a lot of stuff out there that you can't take depending on your condition. But here they're suggesting that if you are in the mode of doing endurance training, they're suggesting taking some creatine after you've done your post-workout, okay, as well as branched-chained amino acids, which are your BCAAs, and we talked about that. And they also add one more in here, which is beta-alanine, so which is it's controversial, or I should say that the jury's still out as to whether this works for endurance training. But anyway, they're still saying take some, you know, some type of supplement to help you with your endurance training, so that, you know, because I'm gonna tell you, in order for your mind to be to go through any type of grueling workout, you know, you've got to have something to help you along. Now, Keith Johnson mentioned coffee. Caffeine. I'm serious. I think that's that. You know, I think everybody can drink. Almost everybody can drink coffee. So, but if you can't, check with your doctor. But that's one of the best supplements you can take in order to get you going. So, and that would be before you start the exercise. Okay. All right. I think we're coming up on a break here. Just wanted to pass those things out to you. Then when we come back, I'll talk some more about. After the break, we'll come back. I'll talk some more about the supplements that I think you got to have, you know, when you are trying to reach weight loss goals, and then as well as some of the things you need to do, you know, maybe, you know, a few times throughout the year just to help your body, you know, get over certain plateaus. Okay. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Oh, and also when we come back, I want to talk about technology and what it means for exercising. I'm going to tell you, you know, the whole world's changing now. They got the, you know, everybody's, you know, no more desktop PCs, you know, no more laptops. You know, everything's coming down to these smart devices. You know, like, and then basically we got two operating systems now: is the Droid and then the iOS or the i5. So it's coming down to those. And now there's a lot of apps out there, and really, I want to discuss some of those and what you can do with them. Okay, so when we come back from break, I'll talk about those. Thanks.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you're going to turn the shit up. You're going to turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rock it now. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house. Half, hey, yo. Turn it up and gon' turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go,
bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up.
When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club? They looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh. We saying oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh.
You are now, rocking with will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you.
Okay, I'm back, everybody. As I mentioned, we were talking about supplements that you can take, because everybody wants to know what you can take. I mean, and there's no magic bullet for anything out there. You know, one of the things is that people think that they can do something to stop them from, you know, all the training or all the exercising, and that's really not the case. So there are things that can enhance what you're doing, but nothing's going to replace it. And you shouldn't want it to. I mean, they're getting close to, you know, duplicating a lot of things in the pharmaceutical area now to, you know, to replicate, I should say, replicate exercise, but I don't know, is that good? You know, I don't think so. I mean, really, one of the things that exercise does is that it clears your head. You're able to think, you're able to relax, and you're going to feel good about yourself because it builds these chemicals in inside you called endorphins. So with that, you know, even though it's grueling, once you're done, you're going to feel better about yourself and what's going on in your life after you're done, whether you're training for, you know, a marathon or not. Anyway, we were talking about some supplements. You know, last week we talked about antioxidants. You know, you got to have those. Vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A. I mean, you know, and again, because you're never going to get those in the quantities that you need through your diet. So unless you take in an enormous amount of calories, and then now you're back at the problem that you had before. If you're thinking about losing weight, but if you're, you know, but just so get yourself a good multivitamin. After that, you know, we talked last week about glutamine. You know, one of the things that helps you stabilize your sugar. It's an amino acid, and you take it on an empty stomach. You know, at the beginning of the day. And then L-ornithine, which is another amino acid. You take it at the end of the day. It helps you to relax and induces growth hormone, which is one of your hormones that basically allows you, you know, that allows you to, you know, repair and, you know, wound healing, repair, and also, you know, it and when it does that, it has to, you know, take off a chunk of fat from somewhere in order to start processing, make all these processes happen. So anyway, it's good for weight loss is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Now, Fitness RX mentioned creatine. Now, and people ask, you know, what is creatine? Well, let me go back and, without getting too technical, just basically explain, you know, kind of like what creatine is for. Now, you've got two basic cells. You've got, you know, a muscle cell and a fat cell. Okay, so now, the muscle cell, you know, has got protein in there, it's got some sugar in there, and they're all kind of different salts that actually that are also in there to help to keep all that stuff inside the muscle. Creatine is one of those muscle salts. Now, when you work out, you actually deplete your muscles of this creatine. So they're suggesting that you put it back in there. Now, and that's been the case now for at least the last 15 years. I mean, creatine monohydrate has been a very popular supplement. I mean, I think the only issue is that there's been controversy as to whether or not, you know, high school students or I should say anybody underage should be using it. But I've had some success with it. I mean, it does. I mean, by supplementing with creatine, you know, I've noticed that, you know, I was a lot stronger for a lot longer. So, but everybody's going to have different results. And I'm thinking it's one of those products that's probably about maybe it works for about 75% of the people. I mean, because I'm just going based on what I know. I don't think there's any real statistics on it because nobody, it's not some drug that's actually been regulated. So, but by taking it, yeah, you're going to feel a little stronger. Okay. Now the other supplement that I mentioned that FitnessRx talked about was beta alanine. Now, they're saying you could take this, and it too is a amino acid, but so it's not regulated, you know, it's not a drug or anything, so it's not regulated by the government. But they're saying you can take this, and it can help with endurance training. Well, if your endurance training involves resistance training, I would say yes. Because it worked for me doing that. You know, I was supplementing with it when I'm doing resistance training, when I'm trying to really, you know, I got a goal to reach a certain, you know, certain level of strength and a certain fitness level, you know, I'll take it, you know, because it does help. But I noticed it only with resistance training. You know, I didn't really notice anything different when I was doing any cardio, like, you know, if I was running a mile or something, I didn't know if I could run 2 miles on it or whatever, so I didn't really, you know, notice any difference there. You know, so, and that's kind of what you kind of do have to do for yourself. You got to have to kind of like, you know, see, you know, look at what the supplements are doing and then say, okay, if this is what something that you want to use, then try to use it and then try to, you know, just judge for yourself if it's working or not working. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't work. But again, always check with your doctors first. That's first and foremost. You got to go out there and, you know, say, look, you got to figure out where you are in, you know, in terms of what you can do so that you don't hurt yourself, no matter whether it's training, taking supplements or whatever. So, aside from that, I mean, really, there's not a lot of other supplements out there that, are really worth anything. I mean, that I've seen. I mean, if there were, I'm sure, you know, somebody would be trying to sell them. Now, last week, Mr. Keith Johnson and I, we talked about ephedra, you know, and how that you know, it's no longer as popular. Well, it's actually legal now. It had been illegal for a while, I guess, and now they're making it legal again. But again, you know, you've got to assess your body to figure out, you know, if you've got high blood pressure or you're diabetic or something, I'd say stay away from it. But if not, you know, if you want it for a little extra energy, especially if you're trying to lose weight, it's something that you might want to check out. Other than that, that is it. I mean, there's really not a whole lot else that you can use. And you really don't need a whole lot else. You know, a good diet, an exercise plan that's thought out, you know, and I'm saying, I was talking about the pregnant mother who was doing the CrossFit training, you know, with the weights. I thought that was really over the top there. Okay. But that's it. Just a good diet, some cardio, and that's it. Okay. And really, even if you're going to go on a weight loss plan, okay, give yourself some time. So, you know, and I'm saying, if you do something in a certain, with a certain goal in mind, you know, that's going to be training. And so now you're going to be training within a certain period of time. So if it's weight loss, it's 9 months. So, but just everyday fitness, I mean, just weekly fitness, you know, you need about an hour of walking a day, okay, and a good diet will definitely help you, as well as some type of exercise that will help with, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to say maintain your status. And that's basically all you need. Now, let's get to the other things that are out there. You know, before we left the break, before break, I was talking about technology. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the things have come a long, long way. I'm looking at some of these apps that now that you can get and download on your, you know, either your smartphone or your tablets or iPads, and now even your smart TVs. I mean, it is unbelievable. Now, one of the apps that I've been, you know, because I've been researching a lot of this stuff now. So one of them I looked at was the instant heart rate. Now, some people might ask, well, you know, you can get your heart rate just by looking at your watch and, you know, taking your pulse. Yes, you can. Okay. But here's the difference. And here's why I'm saying if something's already automated, okay, if it can pick up your heart rate and then track it for, you know, for you, you know, it's going to give you a better idea of your fitness level, because your heart rate, you know, will tell you, you know, how fit you are, okay? The lower your heart rate is throughout the day, the more fit you are. So if you're training or you're exercising, you're trying to lose weight, or whatever you're trying to do along as far as fitness, you need to monitor what your heart rate is at certain given points in time. And they've got this great app out here called Instant Heart Rate. You can get it off, and all these apps that I'm going to talk about today, you can get them off the Google Play Store, okay? And they, you know, so you can get it either for the Droid, or you can buy it for the iPhone. So, but the Instant Heart Rate, I like it. It takes about 10 seconds, 10, maybe 15 seconds to pick up your heart rate. All you have to do, if you got one of those smartphones, you have to have a smartphone, I believe. Smartphone, and then place your finger over the camera and tap it. It'll give you your heart rate. So, before you get out of bed, you want to know what your resting heart rate is. Pick up your phone before you get out of bed. Hold your finger next to the camera, and then fix it up. Okay, now, and it starts tracking everything for you. Instead of you trying to, you know, take your pulse, look at your watch, or your clock or whatever, then write it down, then take what you wrote down, put it in a book somewhere, and then every time you get ready to take it again to measure it, you got to pull the book out. Now, here's the deal. Once you're putting together a whole plan of how everything works, your heart rate's going to be included in there, and so consequently, you're going to want to have some record of what the heart rate is. This app makes it a lot easier. I like it. The next app I want to talk about is called Glycemic Index, okay? Again, you can get this off the Google Play Store. Now, this app, just like the Instant Heart Rate app, is free. Free. Listen to me. There's no cost to this. It's free. So you just go over there and just download it. It's free. Now, the Glycemic Index, you know, we talked about this, the Glycemic Index, a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the diet and what you need to do in terms of choosing, you know, your foods. So what this app does is that you plug in the food that you want to eat, and it tells you where this food ranks on the glycemic index. Now, the glycemic index is an index that basically says how fast your sugar, your blood sugar, will rise after eating a certain food. So if you eat sugar, it's going to rise really fast because it's sugar. So it's going to rise 100%, okay? But if you eat maybe, say, a baked sweet potato, okay, it's only going to rise 50%, so not as high as sugar. So now, here's the thing, okay? The reason why you want to concentrate on the glycemic value of foods is because on your muscle, okay, because when you eat, if the carbohydrates are turned into blood sugar, okay, and that blood sugar actually tells your body to go out and get insulin from your pancreas and push all the other foods along with the sugar into your muscle. Now, I don't want you to think about the muscle going into your arm. I want you to think about the muscle that's in your head, your brain, because your brain's got muscles. That's what the deal is, okay? That's how you think. So it pushes it into your brain. So now, if you don't eat, you won't have nutrients and you won't be able to think. So, but here, if you are eating, you're going to want to, be able to absorb, these nutrients. And the way to do that is that you have some carbohydrates in there and it pushes through. Now, the problem here is that if the blood sugar rises too fast, the receptors for the blood sugar on your cells, whether it's in your brain or your arm, will shut down. And that's called insulin resistance, basically. So it won't allow the sugar to come in, the insulin's coming, or any of the nutrients. So it just sits out there. Now you got you're basically in a diabetic state because now you got high blood sugar. So that's why you want to know which foods raise your blood sugar the most. This app will tell you that. Okay, go to Google Play Store, download this app. Plug in the food that you want to eat, and it'll tell you how fast your blood sugar is going to rise. Now, if it rises slow, it means that there's not going to be an issue with getting it into your brain or your muscle, okay? If it rises too fast, well, now you may have a problem. So, again, like refined sugar, granulated sugar or whatever, even some honey. But, there are times when you do want your blood sugar to rise at a certain point, like right after training real hard, like I was saying with this endurance training, when you're out there stretching your body to the limits, you want to get it in there real quick, and your body's going to be looking for it to get it in there real quick because it's just burned everything off. But if not, if you're just regular maintenance, on your off diet and everything, you're going to want stuff a little slower. You're going to want a lower index, a lower glycemic index. This app can do that. It can tell you which foods those are, and that's why I'm recommending it. Okay. Now, another app that I like is called Fat Secret. Okay. It has most of the foods that you normally eat. I mean, even if you go out to McDonald's, it's got all the foods in this one little app, and it can tell you, okay, how many calories are in there, how much protein, how much fat, gives you a whole breakdown, how much salt's in there, all the things that you need to know when you're making up your diet, and when you should be, whether you're on a weight loss plan or not, you should be thinking about the foods that you eat and what you need to eat and what their ratio is in order to maintain. Because if you don't, you could be on the other side of, either being, undernourished or either, overweight. This Fat Secret app. You can download to your phone, download to your iPad, or your smart TV, whatever smart device you have, whatever device you have, whether it's a Droid or iPhone, I'm going to tell you, this is a great app. I like all these. And, again, it's free. So just go to the Google Play Store, download these apps when you get a chance. I mean, really, I'm extremely impressed. Now, I'd like to say that, you know, there was an app out there right now that combined all of them, but I haven't seen anything yet. Well, and I definitely haven't seen one that's free. But, again, I'm going to be doing a lot more exploring on what all this is, and I'll be pulling it down and putting things together to let you know, which ones are the best. And if there's a cost associated with them, I'll tell you, you know, okay, this is worth it, this is not worth it, so on and so forth. But really, this is getting to the point that now, you know, if you're looking for a magic bullet, something to be automated, this is what you should. These tools are out here. You got to, you know, get one of those smartphones or iPad or whatever and start downloading this stuff. Now, the only thing that I found a little different with this, you know, I'm a guy in his mid-50s, you know, I'm looking at it. The only thing is, the eyesight, you know, is that you're looking at these apps. Some of them, the fonts are kind of small. So, you know, pick one that, you know, that you can kind of deal with. But other than that, I mean, really, these are great. One more I want to talk about is the health calculator. It, too, is free, and you can download it free from Google Play Store. But I wasn't that impressed with it because I was hoping to find something that you plug in some numbers, like maybe your waist size and, you know, your weight, and then maybe, you know, size of your chest or your calves or, I mean, your thighs or something. And it could tell you exactly, you know, or give you an estimate of how much fat was on your body. Well, it has a calculator for the fat, but it's really not any good. So I don't recommend this, okay? But I do recommend instant heart rate. I do recommend glycemic index. And I do recommend Fat Secret. Those apps are very good. So if you're looking for an app to download for, you know, for your fitness goals or just to keep them, you know, just to keep in touch with yourself in terms of maintaining a decent health or whatever, those are excellent. Okay, well, that's all I got for this week. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk some more about being fit and staying healthy. Okay, until we meet again, I'll wait for your comments. Thank you. You've just been zoned in.
When you get to the club, you're gonna take off. You're gonna take off.